Here we go. All right. Write to us, please. Rector said my Northwest. Oh, here comes the wagon. Look at that. The wagon's coming in, Tom. Look at, there's the teeny tiny lady, the pickle jar, being drawn in by, that's alpaca? What is that, Sean? What are those? Is that alpacas?
It's a llama.
Llamas.
That's the sound of our llama there.
Sounds like the wheel. Is that the wheel that's coming loose, or that's the llama?
No, that's the llama. Yeah, I mean,
why llamas?
Well, I thought we could do something with their fur. They seem to have a lot of it, and so I thought maybe we could sell llama fur.
I think that's alpaca fur.
Well, we could call our business Llama 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 Chameleon. I don't know what that means at all. That didn't really make sense. I've been on vacation for a while.
Let's listen in to see who's riding on the wagon with the llamas. And can you bring the mic closer, Sean?
Do you think that you are an attractive person now because you're single and ready to mingle? Do you really think you are some desirable single person and that this is not just people's pain coming out of them?
I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Listen to you. You got an answer for anything. You're feeling pretty good about yourself these days, aren't you?
Sorry, that was the wrong clip. The teeny tiny lady didn't make it.
Teeny's not even there. What are the llamas doing? Why are they circling like that? They seem distressed.
Jacob,
do you think that you are an attractive person now?
The answer is yes.
Because you're single and ready to mingle? Do you really think you are some desirable single person?
That is right.
Listen to you. You got an answer for anything. You're feeling pretty good about yourself these days.
You guessed it.
Okay, and the llamas, how are they doing?
I think they're getting ready to spit on Jacob.
Diving in! I don't think you made the right move getting llamas. But all right, hey, listen, Hannah Scott's here with the latest. This is the Governor Inslee has announced that educators and licensed childcare workers are now eligible. Did he wait to do this because of what President Biden had said, or did that was
no? But so this yeah, early? this was absolutely in response to what President Biden said, which was earlier today that he wanted to have, he was directing states, basically, he gave a directive for all states to prioritize getting teachers, school staff, pre-K, and child care workers, all of them, at least one dose, one shot by the end of this month. So that happened, and maybe an hour and a half later, we got news from Governor Inslee, who said, this is, you know, great news. We were already kind of moving this direction. And the directive will be carried out, though, by the federal pharmacy program. So this isn't going to be like the regular vaccinations, I don't think. And he said it would be handled by existing providers and then that federal pharmacy program, which is a little bit different than how they do everybody else's vaccine, I think, for the most part. And then just now, as I was waiting for you to stop talking about llamas, I found the Department of Health is now out with a statement, and they are saying, you know, as you heard, President Biden said this, and this. We were already working towards bringing our getting our vaccinations to our childcare workers, and this is going to bump up our timeline. Basically, they're working on it. This is what it says. So as far as what DOH allocates its own or what the state allocates, they're not sure what they're going to do just yet. But the other one, the pharmacy programs are going to work.
I see. Okay. So just the backstory on this, a number of weeks ago, the White House was asked about, do teachers need to be vaccinated to go back to work? CDC had come out and said they don't need to be vaccinated to go back to work. And then the White House had to push back on that. The president was asked about it as well. They sort of let it kind of go away. But the CDC still stands by the fact that they didn't need to be, but that didn't stop teachers' union from saying, we don't want to go into that classroom until we get vaccinated. And now something has happened where the president has stepped in and said, vaccinate these people. Get them in there. They don't need one. Are they going to be okay with one? The CDC said they didn't need any. So now do they need to hold out and say, I need to get two?
The president said He wanted everyone to have one by the end of the month. And I think part of that is to help those that maybe don't feel as secure feel more secure going back to in-person. I mean, you know, some of that is not, it's not necessarily have anything to do with the kids. It has to do with the adult staff, the school staff, the teachers worried about, you know, the other teachers and all of that. And
yeah.
It'll be interesting, though, because now if this actually happens, the school districts like Lake Washington School District and Renton, maybe Edmonds school districts that have said they're not coming back. I wonder if now they're going to have to jigger their calculations if they realize their teachers could get vaccinated, at least half vaxxed, in the next month.
And it's possible. It's possible. I haven't seen anything like that. I know my daughter's school had gone as far as just announcing that fourth and fifth graders would be going back to in-person starting on the 15th of this month. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, that's, you got to get all the way up to the 12th grade, right? So how many weeks out is that? And it doesn't sound like, it still sounds like this is an effort to speed things up in our state anyway, but that they don't exactly know how they're going to do that as far as the state supply goes. So who knows? Yeah. By the time, you know, March is over, then you're in April. How much school is left? You know, not that much. Yeah. So there are parents out there who are like, you know what? It's a wash. We'll wait till next year. But a lot of others 28- who are not, as you saw last night.
Yeah, 28 states. This is of February, and the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico have made some teachers eligible to receive coronavirus. By the way, Kentucky has almost everyone at this point. They might have all teachers already vaccinated. That is Kentucky. So the kids are going back. Kids have already gone back to school in Florida, Texas. I think Missouri is also included in there. The states that didn't, Utah, they're going back to class and have been going back to class since September. It's always interesting to see the most shutdown states like Washington compared to a state like Utah. Utah had 60 deaths per 100,000, and Washington had 66. The laws, the complete difference between the way these two states handled this, and that school, as I said yesterday to Tom, they have junior prom in Utah, and their parents are back in the stadium.
They just can't dance.
They can't dance in Utah. Right,
not a lot of, yes, hey, that's true. Good job. There you are. There you got a reference there. All right. So that's, they will go back, but still no idea as to when that could be possibly happening. Settle Teachers Union files an unfair labor practice complaint against the school district. What was the school district wanting to do? Go in and actually work for their money?
They were trying to send some of the teachers and students back to school before the Seattle Teachers Union had worked out a safety plan, a deal. They hadn't come to an agreement yet with the district. So the district went ahead and said, we're going to go ahead and have this group of teachers and students back. And the teachers union said, no, we're going to file an unfair labor practice. You can't do that. We have to bargain that. We have to agree. And so that's where that was at. I don't know what this announcement does to that, though, either at this point. So remains to be seen. There's a lot of angry parents out there.
Yeah. This announcement, though, is just about the fact that teachers are now going to be lumped in with people over 65 as that 1B group of people getting vaccinated. It doesn't say that they then, therefore, have to, if you get vaccinated, you have to go back into the classroom or not. That still is a negotiated issue, right?
Mm. Right, but it's what the teachers union and I know
right.
it's here
the,
has
yeah,
been
one
wanting,
of the conditions
right?
For,
vaccinate
yes.
them. If I think that's what yes. they said at the very beginning. If you want us to come back to in-person learning, you need to vaccinate every one of us first.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. It's interesting. Is that 23 states had already started this. Kentucky started this in the beginning of January. Said we're going to. That's the first group of people will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, before older people. Yeah.
Yeah, before older people, we'll get them in there. And again, when you think about it, if you're paying 57% of your taxes, your property taxes, to schools, and we keep hearing about how important it is, right? And we went to court to make sure fully funding. But then, yep, we don't have a plan. We knew that this COVID thing is still going around, sort of picked back up again in September, October. But where was the plan in place to get teachers? And now, all of a sudden, we wake up, Governor Inslee wakes up and goes, that's not a bad idea. Let's get them vaccinated. How many teachers will say, well, no, whoa. I'm not going back in until I get my second shot, right? I'm not just a first. I'm going to wait 2 weeks to go back in and get my second shot. And then possibly by that time, what is it, April, May? How about the teachers and the parents that were protesting yesterday, Hannah? Did you see that out near Redmond?
I did see that out. There were hundreds of them, parents and teachers. They were upset. This was at This was at the the Lake Washington School District. Hundreds of them showed up for the school board meeting, and this parents and students, they rallied outside.
It is really frustrating. It is really frustrating to see this play out. He's willing to sit in class in remote learning and those types of things. He's just not getting much. My experience is such that I don't have a lot of faith. There's some trust issues, even though I really want my son back in school.
So that's the cut I forgot to play when we were talking about Cairo 7 TV talking to a mom who has a special education student over at Roosevelt High School dealing with the Seattle Public Schools issue and the teachers not all going back right there. So she's talking about her special education son not doing well on remote learning, and then that they had said that they might bring him back at a certain point, but it fell through, so she's got some trust issues there. Now this next one, Jacob, this is the rally outside Lake Washington last night.
Open schools now!
Really tough time.
I have an older son. He's sixth grade year. He's having a pretty hard time.
I'm in AP chemistry. It's hard. It's hard to not have that like communication with the teachers and like the students.
It's pretty lonely. Yeah, because I don't really get to talk to people that often.
So first, that you heard that student talking about having AP chemistry and how hard that is. I can vouch for that. My daughter has AP chemistry, all remote. It's no good.
Show offy. I'm calling show offy on that. Go ahead.
She's
an
AP on accident. I don't know what she's doing in that class.
All right, that's better. Okay, fine.
For real. Anyway, inside that board meeting last night, there were some emotional parents.
My older son has become a recluse. Prefers to just stay inside.
I want my son back. I want to see him smile again. I want to see him laugh again.
You had some other parents who talked about suicidal kids, and it was really, really very emotional. And that particular school district said, we don't have the capacity to do the 6-foot distancing and bring all the kids back, which I said, this, I was like, I don't know why most schools aren't bringing all the kids back. They or at least not at once. They do it in a hybrid kind of model so that they're not all there at once, and then maybe it can work out. But at any rate, that's what they said. And then tomorrow night, there's a North Shore school district where all the parents were going to do the same thing fresh off the win last night in Lake Washington that made them feel empowered to get their kids back in school, too.
But what is North Shore District decided?
North Shore has not brought any kids back, as far as I knew, last I checked. So, and which is funny, they were the ones to shut down, right? Do you remember at first when the pandemic first got here? They shut down way early, and she got all kinds of heat for that. The principal, I think it was. Somewhere in the middle of the wave, somewhere, they were going to go ahead and open back up, but I don't know if they actually ever did, or they did for like a second and had to shut right back down.
And they shut it right back down.
That I remember.
Yeah.
Well, good. And by the way, the teachers didn't have any training on how to do this online class teaching. That's not the way they were taught. So they're just sort of trying to figure it out. I talked to some kids who explained that you barely pay attention when you're actually in class.
Right.
Open your phone anyway. And now you're sitting there in bed in your pajamas and you are just shutting stuff off. The teacher's like, hey, I want to see some faces. Can you guys log on? Can I see some faces? And
yeah, not with
zero.
The teenagers, I'll tell you that. No way.
Maybe one will. Maybe one kid sitting there all bright-eyed taking notes, but everyone else is just like zoned out. Or, as a joke, occasionally they'll just mute the teacher, and then the teacher has to go, okay, somebody muted me. Who muted me? Because then they mute the teacher. When you mute the teacher, it mutes everybody's computer. I don't know if they fixed that or not. But basically, they're watching television, watching their phone, texting one another. I don't know when they get tested. When do they get tested, Hannah? Do they get tested?
I don't know. That's the SAT for my daughter was canceled, so
So there's no telling how well it's working. We certainly know if you check the emergency rooms.
I can tell you,
rooms,
it's not working, but it's not on it's the not, teachers.
Right, but if you check mental health facilities, emergency rooms, 911 calls to suicide hotlines, if you want to test there, you'll see that certainly those scores are going up as more and more kids are reaching sort of the end mentally to have the capacity to exist in this world that the lockdown has created for them. So I don't know how long we reap the benefits of Governor Inslee and the teachers union with a stranglehold on these classrooms.
This is a legitimate, I mean, there's so much of a ripple effect for this. I said this morning on the air, my daughter is definitely going to have to repeat this grade. She's not going to get, and if she, even if they passed her, I wouldn't want that. She's not going to have any knowledge from this year whatsoever. And I'm not alone. There's, in fact, somebody tweeted at me after I said this on the air this morning, a mom saying she had a daughter a year younger than mine, saying, thank you so much for saying out loud what you did, because I felt like I was all alone, essentially. And I know a lot of moms personally who are in the same thing. We get the absence calls from our school district every day, a whole bunch of them, different periods, because they don't know where our kids are and they can't.
That's a really interesting issue. Can students, you know, repeat? Will the school districts allow for that?
That's what this Bridge Your Pilot program bill is. It's currently going through Olympia, but it's a pilot, so I don't think it applies to everybody. But that basically lets you repeat the grade.
Yeah.
With no dings, right? So it doesn't mess with your college. Everybody kind of gives you a pass. You just do a do-over, and you're older when you get out of high school.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea for the kids that want to do that.
Hey, Hannah, look into it, Hannah. Find it. How many COVID teachers that are teaching charter school and private schools, parochial schools, how many of them have been hospitalized and how many of them have died? You can check that number at some point. That'd be interesting. Because we actually have a comparison going on. We have schools that are open, teachers that are teaching, and then we have schools that are closed, teachers that are not teaching because they're fearing for their safety. So I wonder how many in the parochial and private have succumbed to COVID and then died.
I'll look into it.
I'm pretty sure there haven't been any, John, because I'm sure we would have heard about it if that had happened.
You're darn right, we would. All right. Thank you, Hannah. Out the door. Jacob, did you put up the video of Lou biting me at 5 o'clock? Because I have more of that for you if you need it.
Please send me another one. The last one, the quality was a little bit suspect. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
We're critiquing your cinematography, John.
Gee whiz. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know how this happens, but it was similar
to the... My dog bites my arm and my back and my buttocks. I'm supposed to concern myself about framing?
Are you feeding your dog? Why is he biting you?
Yeah, what is going on?
I don't know. At
5
o'clock,
there?
All of a sudden, she just jumps up, comes over, and starts attacking me.
She wants to play. Did she draw blood?
By biting my buttocks?
Why not?
Don't put her food in your underwear.
Okay. All right, Tom. Thank you, Tom. Oh, boy. Bucky's. Bucky's Auto Service Centers, you know they've got 16 locations, and they've been around for 50 years, so trust the men and women that wear the rubber gloves long before they were told they had to. They fix your car, and they do it right the first time. Bucky's Auto Service Centers. All right, so they came for Dr. Seuss. Did we say anything, Tom? The cancel culture rears its ugly head and takes another victim. In this case, it is Dr. Seuss and the books that have been banned that you are never allowed to read again because, according to the people that are in charge of canceling stuff, there's not enough different characters of different colors, so they've added them all up. But the 2,240 identifiable human characters that Dr. Seuss has written about, there are 45 characters of color, representing 2% of the total number of human characters, according to the 2019 study by Conscious Kids Library and University of California, examining 50 of Dr. Seuss's books. And the word has come down that on this day, his birthday, by the way, born in like 1904 or something like that, he would normally be one of the books that would be read as Read Across America, as Barack Obama had talked about, and Donald Trump was a big fan of Dr. Seuss books, you could tell. And not this time. Does not get mentioned by Joe Biden, and the books are being not sold at Amazon anymore, and I guess hopefully they're taken out of the libraries because they have been that damaging. Which books are no longer allowed to be read, Tom? Which ones will we be burning this week?
I will give you the list, but I've got to, once again, John, you exaggerate unnecessarily. This is still an interesting topic to kick around, but they're not being taken out of any, you're not being banned from reading it. They're not being taken out of libraries. All that was announced today was that they will no longer publish 6 of those countless books that he wrote. Uh-huh. There are millions of copies in circulation. They're not trying to get rid of those. They just say that they've decided that there's racist and insensitive imagery in these particular six books. And because of that, they're just not going to keep publishing him. He is the second highest celebrity, dead celebrity moneymaker in the world, only behind Michael Jackson. So there's a continuing market for his stuff. So the books are, and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street.
Hold on one second. Let's warn everybody. Before you read these, let's warn parents and kids that you're about to read the titles of these books. Go ahead, Tom.
No, John, I know you're being
funny.
Tom,
when they stop printing the books, Tom, when they stop printing the books,
yes,
will I be able to buy that book 10 years from now?
Well, you know what's funny?
I can't buy it on Amazon. And when and often books like that in libraries are taken out often, and then often they get messed up or destroyed. Will the library be able to replace the book that was well read and well loved by the parent and the kid? The answer is no.
No. Oh, no. John, you don't know.
These books are very dangerous, Tom. Very dangerous. Go ahead. Okay. Here's the list. You ready? And I saw it on Mulberry Street.
Yeah, go ahead. Written in the 30s. I ran the zoo, McKelligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. Now, none of those books are his biggest and most popular books. I think I've read McKelligot's Pool, and maybe I saw it on Mulberry Street. That's about it. But the thing is, this is a discussion that people are having. And by the way, you know, I was a little late coming back from commercial before the top of the hour.
Tom,
and
what
I was doing is I was on the Seattle Public Library website and on eBay. Two interesting things. So I said, "Well, I'm gonna see." So I put a hold on McKelligot's Pool just to see if I could get it, and then went on eBay. And right now, you can't find any of these books for like under $100 to $500 bucks. One person said $15,000 or best offer for a Mulberry Street a book. And over the years, in the 70s and 80s, I have a copy of your favorite Seuss books. It's a 13 stories. And over the years, they've actually changed. Like there is a Chinese man, and they took away the pigtails and the yellow coloring. They've kind of sort of reduced the racial stereotype of them as these books continue to be published. So anyway, now let's talk about the controversy.
Okay, well, let's just say this. Interesting you bring in the finance of the capital of it. So in Amazon, you can buy the used one on Amazon for about $1,500, some of these. The reason they're being sold at such a high price is because they are now
collector's
so
items.
Rare. They're collector's items because they are now have – this is – if you buy – you can buy it if you'd like, or you'll never have to see these again. They're not printing them again. And Dr. Seuss's group that collects all the money, he makes what, like you said, $30 million a year or something like that. They were a coward and said, we're not going to print these. These are apparently just so upsetting to people. So
they agreed.
Southern Poverty Law Center came out against them. Biden administration people have been talking about it. This has been sort of brewing for about the last year and a half to really make sure that we can get these books out of here because they are just so dangerous to the kids.
The great
and
thing
they're
about
not having
it,
a conversation, Tom. They're gone. The books are gone. There's no in cancel culture. There is no conversation.
It's not, John,
they're not canceling the book, Tom.
They had a year. No, who's canceling it? If Dr. Seuss was alive today, Theodor Geisel, he might be canceling them as well. This is the Geisel, the Dr. Seuss Enterprises just decided they had for a year. They wanted to listen to all of their readers, from librarians, from academics. Mm-hmm. They wanted to hear from everybody. And they decided in these particular cases, that they agree. Even there's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal complaining about cancel culture. And even in that article, he says, yes, they are. It's very clear in his earliest work, there's clear racial stereotyping, that racism is rampant, but we should focus on the fact that he evolved and changed, and a lot of his work during World War II, in fact, was actually anti-Semitism and anti-racism in a way that was remarkable and all that. So we just take it all in context. I love Dr. Seuss books, and I'm fascinated by this controversy.
But he's a racist, Tom. How do you love him? He's a racist.
Because not all of his stuff
he's obviously a
is racist. And he is evolving.
But it doesn't matter.
Everybody in World War II did stereotypes of Japanese because they were our enemy. And now you realize maybe that's not the best way to do it. And they agree. I think it makes perfect sense. You think of what you're introducing your kids to. If you can introduce your kids to non-racist stereotypes, that's not a bad thing. You can still delight in Dr. Seuss stuff. And he's written so much that you won't even notice those six books. And if you want to, you can talk about that, why it might be problematic.
Well, I don't even know why we didn't have it. We already, by the way, he drew these pictures, so therefore he's a racist. Why do we even
allow everyone at that time was a racist?
They're all racist, but but it doesn't matter. We should, because of Abraham Lincoln, George Washington statues come down. Why are we still able to read, The Places You Go? It was written by a racist. Those books need to go as well. Let's be consistent.
But they're not, John.
All of them.
Don't overstate.
But, Tom, it doesn't
case.
Matter. They were created by a racist.
I know, so but it does matter because that's not happening, John. I know you want cancel culture to cancel everything.
Right.
It's
and
much
you
more...
don't believe in cancel culture, do you? You don't think it really exists. You think it's a made-up thing on Fox, right?
Well, yes, I think that when you say you cancel something, the Dr. Seuss people canceled their own books because they thought that it did not promote what Dr. Seuss would like. Dr. Seuss himself apologized for some of his racial and racist stuff in the beginning. So you just, it reflects that. So cancel culture, you can willfully cancel yourself if you are embarrassed by something and you did. And I'm sure both of us in our life probably would like to cancel parts of our culture that we, in retrospect, wish we hadn't done.
Right, but that's because you're giving yourself the choice to change yourself. I'm talking
and
about
that's what's happening
group,
here.
A small group of crybabies that are very effective on social media that causes corporations and foundations,
it's
and government and private companies and public companies to fire people, get rid of things, because, again, nobody wants to be called a racist. But
it's good to think about the impact on our children when we read them these kinds of books.
I had seen one letter that came in regarding the llama. So we'll have to get to that. Let's take care of that. Here comes the mailman now, though. Miss this song, Sean, didn't you? Huh?
No way.
I'm the mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me.
Just kidding, guys.
I'm the mailman. If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. Bring the mail to your door.
I can't find Teeny Tiny. Jacob, you see her anywhere? She over with the llamas? Teeny? Oh, there she is. Okay. Hey there, Teeny. All right, we'll get the letter of the day, but first take care of all the rest, Tom. Here we go. Tom's getting the letters coming off the printing machine. Don't get too close to that mimeograph machine, Tom.
Hey.
All right, I'll start. Oh, there. Hey there. How are you? Teeny Tiny already said hello.
Okay. So the first stuff is on Sound Transit, area code 425. OMG. They are rogue. It's never going to stop, is it? We are bleeding money out of here.
Who's OMG? 253. FYI, Sully. A lot of initials. Tax money equals money from the state.
On the issue of happiness, we had a great discussion about that. Area code 206. Remember, money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a bunch of cool stuff that makes you happy.
That's true. Rural 253 says, I've suffered from depression for most of my life. From experience, I can tell you that being told don't be depressed, be happy, only makes things worse. Sometimes a sympathetic listener is the best way out of a dark place.
Hear, hear. And Joe and Sumner, Curly, you felt so good after helping the woman out of the ditch because it allowed you to cancel an old debt. You see, she happened to be the niece of the restaurant owner that you performed the Dine and Dash on years ago, and now you know the rest of the story.
Thank you very much for that, Joe. I do. Eating Alone, 206 says, John, if you want a small loaf of bread or a teeny tiny can of corn, you should ask the teeny tiny lady the pickle jar where she buys her groceries, because living in a pickle jar, she would not have room for large size, and she probably buys small. You're probably right.
Heidi in Redondo has a funny on Eating Alone. Oh, dear. For a minute there, I thought Tom had drowned in his chicken soup like John's aunt. It would be a tragedy if his last words were, white meat.
White meat, the clay. Thank you, Heidi. The Klee 253. Hey, John, what'd you think about the clum? being the abbreviation for Cleellum, then you could say come to the clum.
That's funny. I like that.
We can stop it. I don't think the Clee is taken off. So we want to sort of work that.
Maybe we'll do clum.
Okay, good.
George Floyd trial, area code 360. The cop absolutely knew he was killing him. There were people there trying to tell him he was dead.
That's right, 425. A judge already knows it won't stick and everybody wants to watch, so the cop is acquitted and the mob will understand and hopefully won't burn his house down.
Okay. On the high-tech dine and dash business, area code 425. Yeah. I've had a bunch of people doing the disputing of charges on orders over the last year, quite a bit myself. It sucks. That's terrible.
Wow, 206 says, let me reauthor your email response to Venmo for you, John Curley. Cash App here. Here I come. Have a nice day from John C. There are plenty of alternatives to Venmo. Okay.
There you go. Like cash. Nick from Orcas. One time I had a guy dine and dash on me, and 2 days later I was having lunch at a neighboring restaurant, and that same guy sat down right next to me at the bar. I called him out and warned the bartender. He ended up dining and dashing at that restaurant too, but the bartender was able to get his license plate and report him to the police. A few days later, I got a call from the guy's father who was mad at me because his son had been arrested on Thanksgiving Day in front of his entire family for multiple counts of theft. Sweetest bit of karma I've ever tasted.
Wow. Llama Wagon, Brad the painter, says llamas have wool, not fur. Wool can be harvested over and over again, but fur is pretty much a one-time deal, unless you want to have the most horrific or most horrifying farm of all time. So that's something to think about, Sean. So,
and now it is time for the letter of the day.
Teeny. Letter of the day comes from area code 253. Okay. Rachel, John lives with a partner too, you know. Sure, he and Dougie's relationship is non-traditional. They get their mail at their respective residences, sure. But the appetizers, the candlelight, simply the love. It's beautiful.
Don't do that.
At the clum.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
This thing's got legs, John.
She left the clum hanging around.
All right, let's put it on.